Today, we learn lesson number 98 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We're getting deeper into the 24th perek. Today, we will study the 9th and 10th Mishnah. Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yud. We'll begin with Mishnah Tes, and this is a continuation from the beginning of this perek, of various items which, depending upon their use and function, and in some cases their size, are either mekabel tumas medres, because they are used for sitting upon or leaning upon or lying upon, or they are mekabel tumas meis, because they're not used for sitting upon or lying upon, but they are usable kelim. So the mekabel tumas meis and everything less than tumas meis, like tumas sheretz, etc. And then there are those things in that same type of item. There are those types of the subtypes of those items which are completely tohor, which are not kelim at all, or for some other reason are not mekabel tumah. So Mishnah Tes begins with shalosh mashpelos. Mashpelos is a kind of a basket, not necessarily little basket, but a basket or wheelbarrow type vessel, which is used to transport things from one place to another. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah Tes, Perek Chof Dalet of Mishnah Tes, Shalosh Mashpelos say. There are three types of mashpelos, boxes or barrels in which items are transferred from place to place. One is shel zevel. It's used to transport fertilizer, excrement used for fertilizer. That is usually a large kupa, which is used to transport excrement from the barns and stables to the fields. That is temeya midros, because those boxes were covered over their top, either because you didn't want some of it spilling out here or there, or perhaps for the odor, but for whatever reason, they were topped over, covered over with a lid of some sort, and people would sit on the top. So therefore it was a seat, and it's mekabel tumas tumas medras. A second type is shel tevin. It's used to transport straw. No one sits on this because the top of it is open. There's no lid on top. It's exposed to the sky. It's like a box with its top open. No one sits there, and if someone does, what would we say to him? Amod v'naseh melachteinu, get off this box, because we need to take things out or put things into it. So therefore, it's not a moshav, it's not a seat, but it still is a vessel, it contains straw, so it's mekabel tumas mes. And then there's v'hapuchlotz shel gemalim. Puchlotz is a type of barrel or basket which is braided together of rope, with ropes braided together, which is put on the back of a camel to transport cargo in that container. It has large holes in it. It's a rope, a coarse rope type of a container. So that's Tohar Miklum. That's not Mekabel Tumah at all, because it's not a Kli Kibul. It has large holes in it, and it's not used to sit upon because the rope is coarse and hard and simply not comfortable to sit upon. So that's Mishnah Tes. Now we go on to Mishnah Yud, which is constructed the same way. Shlosha mapzim hein. There are three types of mapots. Mapots is a mat, a machatzeles, a mat or a rug, which is usually was made from sticks, rods, or perhaps from long strands of reed. So there's three types with three different dinim as far as tumah is concerned. Ha'osili yeshiva, there's a mat that's produced and manufactured so that people can sit upon it or lie upon it. Nu, tumah medras, that's mekabel tumas medras min ha'torah. Even though, what is it really? It's pshutei kliyos, there's no base kibul. However, the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Metzora, Vayikra Tezvov, Pasuk Dalet, Kol HaMishkov Asher Yishkav Olov Hazov Yitmo. Kol HaMishkov. Anything which is designed as a bed or a stretcher or a hammock or whatever to lie upon or sit upon is mekabel tumas medris, medris hazov. And therefore, it's mekabel tumas medris in this case. However, shel saboyin, the same machatzeles, but if it's manufactured so that people who dye, D-Y-E, clothing and color clothing, when they stretch out the clothing to dry or to be exposed to the sun, they stretch it out on this mat, that is not tomei tumas medris, no one sits on it. But tomei tumei meis, it is mekabel tumas meis because it is a kli, it's a vessel. Even though it has no base kibble, but it's a usable in its state of pshuta kliyets. Then there's a third function and use of a mapots, and that is vishel gitos. It is used, the gitos means the gas, gimel saf means the wine press, the place where grapes are pressed into wine. So when they have a big pile, a wagon full of anovim, of grapes, they cover it over with a mapots. So that's tohar miklum. That is not mekabel tuma at all, either because it's not misham sheyodom, it's not something used for human purposes, it's used for grapes. But some say a different klal. This is what the Tiferes Yisrael says. We've learned many times in this mesechta that anything that is made for chipui, anything which is made as a covering or a coating, is not mekabel tuma. So a mapots, which is used with shel gitos, just to cover a coat over the grapes, is tohor miklum, is not mekabel tuma at all. So we have finished Mishnayos Tes and Yud, and the process concluded lesson number 98.